So I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vedi tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is an important verse. After Krishna has described the nature of his appearance and activities in the world, at the beginning of the fourth chapter, Krishna said he taught this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan, who in turn taught it to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu taught it to his son, Ikshvaku. So the Bhagavad Gita was meant to be taught to the kings of the planets. So that they could guide the citizens in a life of God consciousness. Krishna says, evam parampara praptam. I taught this science in the cyclic succession.
Krishna dice che ha insegnato questa scienza in una successione disciplica.
This means that one teacher teaches his disciple, who then teaches his disciple, and it comes down in an unbroken chain.
Questo significa che un maestro insegna a suo discepolo, a sua volta questo insegna a suo discepolo, in una linea indistruttibile, il maestro.
I remember how attracted I was to Prabhupada.
Mi ricordo di quanto ero attratto da Prabhupada.
When I first heard him,
quando lo sentì la prima volta,
when I understood that he was speaking in disciplic succession,
capì che lui stava parlando nella successione disciplica.
I invited a poet friend of mine to attend Prabhupada's program.
Un amico mio, un poeta, a partecipare alla lezione di Prabhupada.
And we heard the kirtan led by Prabhupada, then his lecture, and then another kirtan. And when we were leaving, I said to my friend, with excitement, the Swami that we heard was not just speaking from his own position. What we heard tonight is a sound vibration that's coming from millions of years. And being delivered to us tonight by Swamiji. My friend was cynical and he just said, well, everyone believes in their own thing.
Il mio amico era un po' cinico e mi disse, beh, ognuno crede alle proprie cose.
And he never took to Krishna consciousness.
E non intraprese mai la coscienza di Krishna.
But there is a line of disciplic succession.
Ma esiste una linea di successione disciplica.
And in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada lists the main spiritual masters and their disciples in parampara. First on the list is Krishna. He has no spiritual master. When Prabhupada came to Rome, he was visited by an Irish poet named Desmond O'Grady. And this man asked Prabhupada, "What I want to know is where Krishna gets his knowledge." Prabhupada replied to him that Krishna is Svarat. This means Krishna is independent. He does not need a spiritual teacher. He himself is the source of knowledge.
Egli non ha bisogno di un maestro, un insegnante spirituale, egli stesso è la fonte della conoscenza.
So Krishna begins the disciplic succession.
So Krishna dà inizio alla successione disciplica.
His first student is Lord Brahma.
Il suo primo studente è il signore Brahma.
There were no gurus then.
A quel tempo non c'erano guru.
Because Brahma was the first living entity. So he learned from Krishna in the heart. Brahma Hridaya Arikaviye. Brahma was manifested directly by Krishna without the aid of a wife.
Brahma è stato manifestato da Krishna senza l'aiuto di una moglie.
And he is the secondary creator.
E lui è il creatore secondario.
He was entrusted by Krishna to create all the planetary systems.
Lui è stato affidato da Krishna la creazione di tutti i sistemi planetari.
And to create population.
E di creare la popolazione.
But he created one very special son who is his disciple. He is the next in disciplic succession. He is Narada Muni. Narada Muni was born in a very humble setting. As the son of a maid servant.
Come figlio di una servitrice.
But to her inn or hotel.
Ma nella sua albergo.
One time during the rainy season.
Una volta durante la stagione delle piogge.
Great devotees came and stayed for 4 months.
Vennero a stare dei grandi devoti per 4 mesi.
Narada was only 5 years old.
Narada aveva solo 5 anni.
But he used to hear their discussions.
Era solito ascoltare le loro discussioni.
And once with their permission he took the remnants of their food.
E una volta con loro permesso prese i resti del loro cibo.
When he did this he felt his material coverings removed and he became self-realized.
Quando lo fece sentì che le sue coperture materiali erano state rimosse.
Shortly after this, his mother died by a snake bite.
Poco dopo, sua madre morì a causa del mostro di un serpente.
And while still a young boy, he set out to live the life of a wandering mendicant.
Ancora bambino, si decise di seguire una vita di mendicante.
To develop his trust in God.
Per sviluppare la sua fiducia in Dio.
He sat in the forest and meditated on Krishna.
Si sedette nella foresta e meditò su Krishna.
And Krishna directly appeared to him.
E Krishna gli apparve direttamente.
He then grew up to become the great spiritual master.
Poi crebbe e diventò un grande maestro spirituale.
With the yogic ability to travel in space.
Con le capacità dello yoga di viaggiare nello spazio.
He became the spiritual master of many great souls who are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the spiritual master of Prahlad
Maharaj,
Dhruva Maharaj, and Valmiki, the author of the
Ramayana.
And he also converted a hunter and made him his disciple. Another of Narada's disciples is Srila Vyasadeva, who is listed next in the disciplic succession. He is called the literary incarnation of God because he compiled all the Vedic literatures in Sanskrit. But even after writing the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutra, and the Mahabharata, he remained dissatisfied. Just at that time, his spiritual master, Narada Muni, appeared before him. And he said, "Why are you feeling so undone, Prabhu?" After having compiled all these literatures. And then Narada diagnosed his disciples' disease. He said, "So far you have not directly glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead." You have described Veda philosophy without bhakti. So Narada then inspired Vyasadeva to compile the best scripture. The Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, next in the disciplic succession, there's a great gap of time. All the figures mentioned so far occurred at the beginning of creation. All the figures mentioned so far appeared at the beginning of creation.
Tutte le persone che sono state citate fino adesso sono apparse all'inizio della creazione.
But the next acharya, Madhva,
ma il prossimo acharya, Madhva,
appeared in the 13th century AD.
Apparve nel 13th secolo dopo Cristo.
So sometimes in the disciplic succession there is a big gap of time. Krishna later explains in the 4th chapter that at times like this the disciplic succession gets broken. But then he establishes it again by giving it to an empowered representative. So although Vyasa appeared thousands of years ago, Madhvacharya personally met him
Ma lo hai incontrato personalmente.
In the Himalayas.
Sull'Himalaya.
And learn from him.
E hai imparato da lui.
The science of Bhakti Yoga.
La scienza del Bhakti Yoga.
The Madhva is a great Vaishnava Acharya.
Madhva è un grande Acharya Vaishnava.
There are four Vaishnava Acharyas from who established their own sampradayas. One is Madhva, one is Ramanuja, one is Vishnu Swami, and one is Nimbarka. Later in this list we'll read of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in Parampara. Lord Chaitanya chose to appear in the line from Madhva. Because Madhva very strongly taught his philosophy called Dvaita Vad. Which distinguishes that there is always a difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity. Sometimes we see a picture of Madhvacharya. He is very muscular. And he has his hand raised like this with two, which politicians use sometimes for victory. He was distinguishing there is always the Lord and the living entity. He directly refuted the commentary by the impersonalist Shankaracharya, who taught that there is ultimately only one spirit. We are all eternal, impersonal Brahman. And he does not recognize eternal devotional service to Krishna. So Madhva was a great devotee of Krishna and worshipped the Krishna deity. Which is still worshipped by his followers in India today. What follows is a list of the direct disciples of Madhvacharya. Jagovinda, you can read them up to 19. Up to number 19.
6. Paramanava. 7. Munihari. 8. Madhava. 9. Akshobhya. 10. Jayatirtha. 11. Dhyanasindhu. 12. Dayanidhi. 13. Vidyanidhi. 14. Rajendra. 15. Jayadharma. 16. Purushottama. 17. Brahmanya Tirtha. 18. Vyasa Tirtha. 19. Lakshmi Pati.
Number 20 is Madhavendra Puri.
Number 20 is Madhavendra Puri.
And he is a very, very special spiritual master. He's the first spiritual master in the line from Madhva to introduce the worship of Radha and Krishna. He wrote a verse that describes separation from Krishna. Which is roughly translated, O Dina Diyadra, O friend of the poor, I could not reach Mathura. This verse is said to be understood only by Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya, and Srimati Radharani. But it expresses the feeling of intense love and separation of a devotee.
che esprime il sentimento di intensa separazione da Krishna, dal devoto.
There's a wonderful stories about Madhavendra Puri in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Which I was going to tell, but I hesitate that it would take too much time. Next after Madhavendra Puri, his disciple is Ishvara Puri. He used to take care of Madhavendra Puri at the end of his life and was himself a great devotee of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri also has two very distinguished disciples.
Madhavendra Puri ha anche tre grandi devoti distinti.
Lord Nityananda and Sri Advaita.
Signor Nityananda e Sri Advaita.
They are actually direct associates of Lord Chaitanya.
In realtà sono degli associati diretti del Signor Chaitanya.
And are in the Vishnu category of living beings.
E appartengono alla categoria di Vishnu.
But they chose to become disciples of Madhavendra Puri.
Ma hanno deciso di essere discepoli di Madhavendra Puri.
Ishvara Puri's greatest distinction is that he became the spiritual master for Lord Chaitanya.
La più grande distinzione di Ishvara Puri è che egli divenne il maestro spirituale di Sri Chaitanya.
When Lord Chaitanya was a young man, he did not manifest himself as a great devotee.
Quando Sri Chaitanya era giovane,
himself as a great devotee.
Non si manifestò come un grande devoto.
He mostly enacted pastimes of being a Sanskrit scholar.
Soprattutto manifestò la sua proprietà di essere un grande erudito di sanscrito.
But when he was a young man after his father died,
ma da giovane, quando suo padre morì,
he went to Gaya in India.
Andò a Gaya in India,
where one goes to offer respect to the departed soul.
Dove si va a offrire rispetto alle anime dipartite.
And worship the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu.
E adorare i piedi del Signore Vishnu.
When Lord Chaitanya was there, he met Ishvara Puri.
Quando Signor Chaitanya era lì, incontrò Ishvara Puri.
And he became a changed person.
E si trasformò.
When he returned to Bengal, he was like an ecstatic madman, chanting Hare
Krishna
and dancing, and he was a Sanskrit teacher. So in his school he began to teach all the grammar rules in terms of the name Krishna. And thus he began his Sankirtan movement. So of course Lord Chaitanya doesn't need a spiritual master. Because he is Krishna himself. He is Krishna appearing as a pure devotee of the Lord. So with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, he established a new sampradaya. His sampradaya is called the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Questo sampradaya è conosciuto col nome di Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Because he recognizes Lord Brahma as his spiritual master.
Perché riconosce il Signore Brahma come suo maestro spirituale.
And Madhva.
E Madhva.
But he wanted to distinguish himself from the followers of Madhva.
Ma si vuole distinguere dai seguaci di Madhva.
who did not teach pure devotion to Krishna,
che non insegnano la pura devozione a Krishna,
but stressed the formalities of Varnashram Dharma.
Ma sottolineano le formalità del Varnashram Dharma.
The social order and the rituals.
Gli ordini sociali e i rituali.
So he added the word Gaudiya.
Perciò aggiunse questa parola Gaudiya.
Gaudiya means Gauda or West Bengal, where Lord Chaitanya came from.
Gaudiya significa Gauda o in Bengal, dove si trova.
The Hare Krishna movement is in the Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition.
Il movimento di Krishna è parte della tradizione Gaudiya.
Lord Chaitanya had many disciples, but on the list here, three are given. Rupa Goswami, Swarupa Damodar, and Sanatan Goswami. There are two kinds of gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. The Diksha Guru is the one who gives you initiation and introduces you to the holy name. The Shiksha Guru is one who teaches you by relevant instructions. Both are equal in potency. Our Gaudiya Sampradaya is mostly a Shiksha Guru Sampradaya.
La nostra Gaudiya Vaishnava è soprattutto formata da maestri Shiksha.
So Lord Chaitanya had six followers who are known as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. His disciples here, two of them are listed as Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Lord Chaitanya sent them to Vrindavan to find the lost places of Krishna Lila and to write books on Krishna's pastimes and philosophy. The name Swarupa is Swarupa Damodar.
Il nome Swarupa indica Swarupa Damodar,
who is the most intimate secretary of Lord Chaitanya.
Che fu il più intimo segretario del Signor Chaitanya.
And he used to give solace to Lord Chaitanya.
Dava sollievo al Signor Chaitanya.
When Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani, feeling intense separation from Krishna. Next in the disciplic succession are the names Raghunath and Jiva. These two are also among the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Raghunath accepted Rupa Goswami as his spiritual master. He was a great renunciate and chanted Hare Krishna thousands of times a day. Jiva Goswami is the great theologian in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. He wrote books called the Satsandarbha, which with great logic and theology delineate the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Next in the line is the name Krishnadas. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He used to hear directly from Raghunath Das Goswami. Who saw the intimate pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
che vide i divertimenti intimi del Signore Chaitanya.
And at the end of every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das begs for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. It is enough to know that he is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Enough to know. To realize what a great devotee Krishna Das Kaviraj is. Next on the list is Narottam Das Thakur. He was a great devotee from West Bengal, or what is now actually Bangladesh. And he wrote many bhajans expressing his personal love for Krishna. His disciple in disciplic succession is Vishwanath Das Chakravarti. He is one of the most important commentators on the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada translated his books using a book with 9 commentaries. And the ones he relied on the most were Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sanatana Goswami, and his own spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas honor the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti. Which specialize in the Madhurya or conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Next on the list is Baladeva Vijayabhusana. Srila Prabhupada dedicates this edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is, saying to Baladeva Vijayabhusana, who so nicely commented in his Govinda Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra. A line of disciplic succession was not recognized among Indian scholars. Indian scholars. Unless one of the Acharyas had written a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas never wrote one. Because they considered Srimad Bhagavatam to be the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. But because they didn't have a commentary, they were challenged by the worshippers at Jaipur. By the worshippers at Jaipur, and told that they could not worship Krishna. So, with great urgency, the devotees went to Vishwanath Chakravarti and asked him to write a commentary. But at that time he was very old. And so he asked his disciple Baladev to write one. Baladev went to the deity of Govinda in Jaipur. And prostrated himself asking his blessings. He then wrote this commentary, Govindabhasya, which is considered so fine that even academic scholars today recognize it as the most superior commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Listed also as a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti is Jagannath Das Babaji.
Jagannath Das Babaji è anche entrato come uno dei discepoli di Vishwanath Chakravarti.
On the row of pictures on our altar, starting with Prabhupada, we have a picture of Jagannath Das Babaji at the end.
Nella linea di foto del maestro spirituale sui nostri altari,
because he,
a partire da Prabhupada, vediamo la figura di Jagannath Das Babaji come ultima.
Because he appeared so recently.
Perché è apparso così recentemente.
He was a great saint.
Era un grande santo.
And a teacher.
E un insegnante.
Who used to associate with.
Che si associava con.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
who is the next name in the disciplic succession.
Che è il prossimo nome nella successione disciplica.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur recognized Jagannath Das Babaji as his spiritual master.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur riconosceva Jagannath Das Babaji come il proprio maestro spirituale.
Now we're talking of the 19th century when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote.
Adesso stiamo parlando del 19th secolo in cui scrisse Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He wrote for the intellectual circles, and had a vision that Krishna consciousness could come out of India and become a world religion. Once from his house in Navadvip, he looked across the river Ganges and had a vision of a beautiful temple in Mayapur. And he said he longed for the day when Bengalis would join with their European brothers and sisters. And chant the holy names of God. So his vision has now come true. Next in the list of disciplic succession is another acharya whose picture is on our altar, Gorkishore Das Babaji. Gorkishore Das Babaji used to live alone.
Gorkishore Das Babaji viveva da solo.
He would even chant near the latrine so that people would not come and bother him with their foolish questions.
Addirittura viveva vicino alla latrina in modo che la gente stupida non lo avvicinasse con delle domande stupide.
And he did not accept any disciples.
Non accettò mai discepoli.
But he accepted one disciple, and he is the next on the disciplic succession,
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
He is the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught him in spiritual life, but advised him to go and take initiation from Gorkishore Das Babaji. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati approached him but was refused. He went a second time and was rejected again. He went a third time and said, "If you do not accept me, I will commit suicide." Finally, Gorkishore Das Babaji relented and accepted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Alla fine, Gorkishore Das Babaji anche lì accettò Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to chant, took a vow to chant the holy name millions of times.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur fece un voto di cantare il santo nome per milioni di volte.
And he lived alone in Mayapur doing this.
E visse da solo a Mayapur per fare questo.
At the completion of his vow,
alla completamento del suo voto,
he had an appearance of Lord Chaitanya and his associates,
ebbe un'apparizione del signor Chaitanya e dei suoi compagni,
telling him to go and preach.
E gli chiese di andare a predicare.
So he then became a passionate preacher,
a quel punto divenne un appassionato predicatore,
made many disciples,
fece molti discepoli,
and established 64 branches of Gaudiya Mats in India. Among his disciples is the most distinguished A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Prabhupada met his spiritual master, Prabhupada was a householder.
Quando Prabhupada incontrò il suo maestro spirituale, era un capofamiglia.
And could not at once join in the missionary activities.
E non poteva unirsi immediatamente nella missione.
But he prepared himself for the opportunity to do so.
Ma si preparò finché avesse l'opportunità di farlo.
And most of you know the story of his great success.
Molti di voi conoscono la storia del suo grande successo.
We are all living testimony of his success.
Siamo tutti testimoni del suo grande successo.
That we are able to gather now and chant Hare Krishna.
Siamo adesso in grado di unirci e cantare Hare Krishna.
Because Srila Prabhupada traveled out of India at the age of 70 and began preaching in New York City. In 12 years he built up his society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, into a worldwide religion. So this is a brief summary of the disciplic succession. But as we mentioned, sometimes the disciplic succession suffers gaps. And times when the message gets lost. This is due to the unscrupulous commentaries by non-devotees.
Questo è dovuto a causa di commentari senza scrupolo dei non-devoti.
Who comment on Bhagavad Gita but do not recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Person.
Che commentano la Bhagavad Gita ma non riconoscono Krishna come Dio, la persona suprema.
5,000 years ago, Krishna detected that the disciplic succession had been broken.
5,000 anni fa, Krishna ha notato questa rottura nella successione disciplica.
And so he chose Arjuna to reestablish it.
E così scelse Arjuna per ristabilirlo.
He says he chooses Arjuna because you are my devotee and friend.
E disse che ha scelto Arjuna perché tu sei il mio devoto e amico.
The Sanskrit is Bhaktosi Me Sakha.
The Sanskrit is Bhaktosi Me Sakha.
I still remember, just as if it was yesterday,
ricordo ancora come se fosse stato ieri,
when Prabhupada came to Boston in 1968,
quando Prabhupada venne a Boston nel 1968,
he spoke in a place called the Arlington Street Church. Arlington. Before hundreds of people. And when he came to this word, bhaktosi,
quando arrivò questa parola, bhaktosi,
as the qualification for one to know Krishna,
come la qualifica per poter conoscere Krishna,
he boomed it out very loudly over the microphone.
Come ha fatto un'esplosione al microfono.
Bhaktosi.
Bhaktosi.
And I was thrilled to hear it.
Ed è stato ravvivato nel sentirlo.
So at this point in the discussion, Arjuna is very glad.
A questo punto della discussione, Arjuna era molto contento.
But he raises a doubt to Krishna.
Ma solleva un dubbio a Krishna.
He says, you said that you first taught this science of yoga to the sun god Vibhisvan.
Dice, tu hai detto che da prima hai insegnato questa scienza dello yoga a Vibhisvan.
But you and I are contemporaries.
Ma noi due siamo contemporanei.
And he is very senior in birth to you.
Lui è nato molto prima di te, molto più anziano di te.
How am I to understand that you first taught it to him?
Come faccio a comprendere che da prima l'hai insegnato a lui?
Krishna replies, many, many births.
Che
many, many births.
Molte nascite.
Both you and I have had Arjuna.
Che abbiamo avuto io e te, Arjuna.
I remember them, but you do not.
Io lo ricordo, ma tu no.
The fact is that Krishna has an eternal body.
Il fatto è che Krishna ha un corpo eterno.
He does not experience the changes of bodies that the ordinary soul does.
Non è soggetto a cambiamento di corpi ai quali sono soggetti le anime normali.
Whereas Arjuna was an ajiva soul.
Mentre Arjuna è un'anima ajiva.
And forgot his past births. Of course, Arjuna does not actually doubt Krishna. But he's raising the question for the benefit of the non-devotees, so that Krishna can speak for himself instead of being interpreted by the non-devotee commentators. Krishna says, although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and though I am the Lord of all living entities, still I descend myself in every millennium. Although Krishna comes in his same body, he appears to take birth and have pastimes of childhood. But astonishingly, he never grows old. When he was present at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was old enough to have many grandchildren. But he appeared no older than 20 or 25 years old. So this is the difference between Krishna and a conditioned soul. Then the next question may be raised, why does Krishna come here? He tells Arjuna, whenever there is a decline in religion, and a rise in irreligion, At that time I advent myself. Krishna comes to establish religion again.
Krishna viene a ristabilire la religione.
That happened 5,000 years ago.
Questo accade 5,000 anni fa.
But Prabhupada comments that even today, the disciplic succession has become interrupted by the commentaries of non-devotional scholars. And so there was a great need for this edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says further, in order to rescue the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants, I descend myself. Actually, Krishna does not need to descend himself to annihilate the miscreants. He has many powerful agents who can do this. But he comes because the devotees are anxious to see him. For example, when he appeared, there was the great demon Kamsa, who had imprisoned the lady who would be Krishna's mother, Devaki. So Krishna appeared primarily to rescue Devaki. And secondarily to annihilate Kamsa. Krishna appears from above, and that is called avatar.
Krishna appare dall'alto, e ciò è definito avatar.
Or one who descends.
Or colui che discende.
And he doesn't only come in his own original form. Does not only come in his original form. And Prabhupada says in his purport, he does not appear only on Indian soil. Sometimes he comes as his son, or his servant, or himself in some disguised form. When he says he comes as his son, we can take that to mean Jesus Christ. When he says he comes as his servant, we can take that to mean Muhammad. When he says that he comes himself in his disguised form, we can take that to mean Lord Chaitanya, who is
Krishna,
but came disguised as a pure devotee of Krishna. Devotees are attracted to the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And this avatar does not kill the miscreants, but he delivers them by his causeless mercy. And so we come to this verse that I read tonight.
Così arriviamo a questo verso che abbiamo letto stasera.
Whoever knows all these facts,
chiunque conosca questi fatti
about the disciplic succession
riguardo alla successione disciplica
and the nature of Krishna's appearance
e la natura dell'apparizione di Krishna
and the meaning of his activities,
e il significato delle sue attività,
that person attains liberation
quella persona ottiene la liberazione
and goes back to Godhead.
E ritorna da Dio.
But he has to know it in truth.
Ma deve conoscerla in verità.
There are two kinds of knowledge.
Ci sono due tipi di conoscenza.
There is one knowledge called jnana.
C'è una conoscenza chiamata jnana.
And the other is called vijnana.
E un'altra chiamata vijnana.
Jnana means
jnana significa
theoretical, philosophical speculation.
Speculazione teorica.
Vijnana is realized knowledge of Krishna.
Vijnana è conoscenza realizzata di Krishna.
So to say that you know the nature of Krishna's appearance and activities.
Perciò dire che conoscere la conoscenza, la natura dell'apparizione dell'attività di Krishna.
And then you can go back to Godhead.
Poi in questo modo ritornare da Dio.
Means you really have to know it in your heart.
Significa che lo devi sapere veramente dal cuore.
Otherwise, if you do not know Krishna,
altrimenti se non conosci Krishna,
you're like a person who is licking the outside of a bottle of honey.
Sei come quella persona che lecca il barattolo esterno del miele.
Krishna has to be understood as the source of all the incarnations.
Krishna deve essere inteso come la fonte di tutte le incarnazioni.
There is a term in the Upanishads, Sanskrit,
Tat-tvam-asi,
which means you are that too.
Che significa anche tu sei quello.
The impersonalists interpret this to mean
come?
That everyone is the same. Supreme truth.
Sono la stessa, verità suprema.
That when we realize enlightenment,
e quando realizziamo l'illuminazione,
we all become one,
tutti diveniamo uno,
with the impersonal Brahman.
Con il Brahman impersonale.
And they do not believe,
e non credono,
in devotional service,
nel servizio devozionale,
to the personality of Godhead. So they misuse this expression, you are that too. The Vaishnavas understand you are that too in a different way. They address it to Krishna. You,
Krishna,
are all the avatars. You are also Rama.
Tu sei anche Rama.
You are also Nisringa.
Tu sei anche Nisringa.
You are also Jesus Christ.
Sei anche Gesù Cristo.
You are that too.
Tu sei anche quello.
This is the right application of Tattvamasi.
Questa è la corretta applicazione di Tattvamasi.
This is the correct application.
Questa è la corretta applicazione
of the term Tattvamasi.
The termine Tattvamasi.
So if we go on hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is,
quindi possiamo andare avanti ad ascoltare la Bhagavad Gita così com'è.
And Srimad Bhagavatam.
E dallo Srimad Bhagavatam.
and chanting Hare Krishna, we will come to understand Krishna as He is.
Arriviamo a comprendere Krishna così com'è.
Krishna is in our heart,
Krishna nel nostro cuore.
And He will reveal these meanings to us.
Ed Egli ci rivelerà questi significati.
And then we will want to render Him
a quel punto vorremmo rendergli
service in all our activities.
Servizio in tutte le nostre attività.
And we will qualify to go back to Godhead.
E ci qualificheremo per ritornare da Dio.
Grazie. Are there any questions or comments?
Sono domande o commenti?
Yes.
I want to ask you an opinion. I had a story this morning connecting with the story of the point that Krishna appears to be coming through his son, like Jesus said.
Yes.
The story is that Krishna's son likes to mind to get his devotees, but then he comes to know meet other Gosvami monks, Mount San Francesco. And he likes to associate with them. 6 months, one boy told him, you should not associate with the devotee. And then he told this to the devotee, and the devotee told him, you should not associate with monks, but he likes to go. What do you think about it?
Si sta cercando in italiano?
Questa mattina c'è una storia, hanno raccontato una storia che mette un libro di Krishna, lui gli piaceva associarsi, stare insieme ai devoti, ma gli piaceva anche stare insieme ai frati e francescani. Piaceva veramente. Però quando i francescani hanno detto a un certo punto non ti devi associare con i devoti. Lui andando dai devoti, anche i devoti hanno detto la stessa cosa. Ho chiesto a me cosa pensa.
I'm not quite sure I understood. Could you tell me what he asked?
Yeah, one devotee.
Hare Krishna devotee.
Yeah, told a story to Vasudeva Guru about his experience of needing to associate with both Hare Krishna devotees and Franciscans.
Yes.
At some point, the Franciscan instructed this devotee not to associate with the Hare Krishna devotees.
Oh.
And then the same devotee went to the Hare Krishna devotees, and the Hare Krishna devotees were convenient to associate with the Franciscan monk.
Oh.
So he wonders what you think.
I think their both opinions are wrong.
Penso che entrambe le opinioni sono sbagliate.
It is good for all devotees of God to associate with one another.
È buono per tutti i devoti del Signore associarsi a vicenda, stare a vicenda loro compagnia.
With the sectarian idea of religion,
con l'idea settaria delle religioni,
there has been so much fighting in the world.
Nel mondo c'è stata così tanta lotta.
In Ireland, even the Protestants and Catholics fight. Protestant Christians and Catholic Christians fight.
In Irlanda ci sono anche lotte tra cristiani protestanti e cristiani.
So this is extreme fundamentalism.
Questo è un fundamentalismo estremo.
It is not the true spirit of religion.
Non è lo spirito della religione.
There is much that the Hare Krishna devotee can gain from associating with the Franciscan monk, and there is much
molto beneficio che posso ricavare da Krishna dall'associarsi con Franciscan.
And there is much, certainly, that the Franciscan monk can gain by associating with the Hare Krishna devotee.
C'è molto che molto beneficio che possono ottenere i monaci francescani dalla loro associazione con i devoti di Krishna.
Bhakti Ras.
How much is the support of this
invited to go to a Franciscan seminary, and he accepted the invitation. When he went there and spoke, all the Franciscan monks who were gathered there applauded him and accepted him and loved him and his teaching very much.
C'è una prova di questo di quando Prabhupada in Australia è stato invitato a un incontro con dei francescani. Questi monaci francescani hanno accolto con grande amicizia Prabhupada.
Yes, I was present at that meeting.
Sì, ero presente a quell'incontro.
And one of the monks asked Prabhupada, "What do you think of the founder of our movement?" Who used to worship even the different elements in nature and address them as brother, sun, brother, moon. Sister, death. Prabhupada opened his eyes wide and said, "That is real God consciousness." Saint Francis was able to see manifestations of God everywhere. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me is never lost to me, and I am never lost to him." First of all, I would like to say that the influence of the impersonalist philosophy in academic circles is being countered by the work of ISKCON. By projects such as the Oxford Vaishnava Hindu Center. And devotees are being trained up with all academic credentials of the highest order to go out and become instructors in universities and correct this misunderstanding. So academic work being done by devotees is very important. Prabhupada said our men should teach in the universities. But why has impersonalism become so widespread? Because of the influence of the impersonalist swamis. Still in India, the Vaishnava movement is larger. Among the people, and the tide is changing in academic circles also. The Western Indologists went to India, and unfortunately mostly associated with the Mayavadi philosophers. And they have caused the spread of this teaching over the Vaishnava teaching in the schools. And they have caused the spread of this teaching over the Vaishnava teaching in the schools. But it is changing. There are many academic teachers, not only Hare Krishna devotees, who recognize the superiority of the Vaishnava theology.
Ci sono molti insegnanti Vaishnava, non solo devoti, che
who are not devotees but who recognize the superiority of the Vaishnava theology and recognize that it is essential Hinduism. The two great epics in Sanskrit literature, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, have as their heroes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rama and Lord Krishna. And the Bhagavad Gita, if read in a plain way, teaches that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I personally worked on the library party where a group of devotees traveled in America and then in Europe. And distributed Prabhupada's books in the universities. We found much favorable reception. And they accepted his books. So, the Vaishnavas have to preach and not lament about the predominance of impersonalism. I'll end here. Hare Krishna.